Good morning. Today our question is as follows. Netilas yadayim, when somebody wakes up in the morning, negelvasser, is it permitted to wash with water that had not been covered throughout the night? So for example, somebody prepares, as should be done, the water that he's going to wash with in the morning, he prepared it at the night, poured it into a cup, but didn't cover it with some sort of bin. So is it permitted to wash with that water, the negelvasser, or is it not? Because indeed that is mayim geluim, that water was left unattended all night long. So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah is where we're going to start. Daf Lamed Amud Beis. It says, Tanu Rabbanan, mayim shenitgalu, water that was left uncovered. And there's a whole list of activities that you cannot do with that water. It's not only drinking it, but you can't pour it into the Rishus HaRabim, and you can't use it to wash your floor, and you can't need building construction supplies with it, for example, to make clay, and you can't give it to your animals to drink. And in addition, on the list, lo yirchatz behem panav yada viraglav, you also cannot wash your face, hands, and feet. And in fact, the Rambam, in his discussion of what type of water should be used for netilas yadayim, he says as follows, arba dvarim poslim es hamayim, there are four things that make the water puzzle, can't be used for netilas yadayim, and one of them on the list is gilui. If it was left unattended, uncovered, that would mean that you cannot use that water for netilas yadayim. So apparently, based on the Rambam, based on the Gemara, it would indeed be problematic to use water in the morning, negelvasser, to wash netilas yadayim if it was left uncovered during the night. Nonetheless, the Torah says as follows, that nowadays, ha'ina shein choshesin legiloi, that we're not concerned about mayim giluyim, because as we've mentioned in the past, we don't have snakes and scorpions, at least in the places that we don't have snakes and scorpions, that we don't have to be concerned about this. Ksherim afli netilas yadayim, we could use that water, we can use it for netilas yadayim, even though it was left unattended, uncovered throughout the night, it would be acceptable according to the Torah. Nonetheless, there are a number of achronim who were strict and wrote that one should indeed not wash netilas yadayim if the water was left uncovered and unattended. So, for example, the Malbim in his Sefer Arts Haschaim, the Malbim passed away approximately 140 years ago. He says we indeed should be machmir to not wash our hands netilas yadayim with mayim megulim. The Kaf HaChaim says as follows, Netilas Yadayim Shachris, when you wake up in the morning and wash Netilas Yadayim, Ein Litom B'mayim Megulim, you should not wash your hands with water that has been left unattended and uncovered. And he says not only when you wake up in the morning and wash Netilas Yadayim, but all the Netilas Yadayims, all the washings, for example, washing for a suda, washing for a meal, it should not be washed with Mayim Geluyim. And he says there are people who are strict, to cover up the kli. If they pour it in the night before, they cover up the kli, make sure it's covered. The Yaivitz in the Moraksia says as follows, wherever there are nechashim, wherever there are snakes, poisonous snakes, certainly, vaday de iser shtias mayim megulim b'mekom ha'omed, the iser to not drink mayim megulim is definitely in play, meaning it's not that the prohibition doesn't exist nowadays. If you're in a place that there indeed are nechashim, there are poisonous snakes or other types of poisonous animals that could put their venom into the water, certainly the prohibition applies. And then he adds on, v'chol v'chein kol shimusham b'chol. It's not only the drinking, but all uses of this water, uncovered liquids, would be prohibited in such places that we have a concern. Now that's talking about places that we have a concern, because there are indeed snakes there, but how about other places that there aren't snakes, there aren't scorpions? So the Tshuvas Lev Chaim, written by Rav Chaim Palagi, who passed away approximately 150 years ago, he has an extensive discussion of this topic, and in the end of the day, he concludes that places that there are snakes, it is prohibited, litol yadayim, also litol yadayim, you're not allowed to wash netilas yadayim with mayim megulim, even b'dieved. You can't do it, period, even after the fact. Can't be done, you have to rewash your hands, it didn't count at all. However, in other places, it's talking about places that it's not common to find poisonous snakes and scorpions, so that's where we live. Other places, he still says, nonetheless, we should be strict on a lechatchila basis, ideally, we should still not wash with mayim megulim. It's not me'akeh b'dieved. If somebody did it, it will count. But nonetheless, he says the preference, the strong preference, l'chatchila, would be to wash netilas yadayim with water that has not been megula, that has not been left unattended and uncovered. We should indeed wash with regular water that has been not left out overnight. Have a wonderful day.